Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, who do such a good job at telling the story of all of our local hero farms and farmers in the area. And also joining us is Ayla Gavins, who is the head of development and storytelling at the farm school in Athol. What is the farm school in Athol, Ayla?
The farm school is a working farm that welcomes youth to come do farm work with us, to get their hands dirty, to plant seeds that benefit the future visitors and youth that come to the farm, and to care for animals. And of course, caring for animals is a way of connecting to life in general, but another way of connecting to the land.
As a kid who grew up in the suburbs of Boston, except for like apple picking once, I think, as a kid, I don't know if I ever stepped foot on a farm my entire childhood. But with my kids who've grown up in the valley, they're on a farm almost every single week. And now one of my oldest kid works at a farm. So who's coming to the farm school in Athol and from where?
Oh, that's fantastic to hear about your family and all those farm connections. The youth that come to the farm are coming from all over Massachusetts and some of the bordering New England states. And we also, of course, serve local youth with a middle school called the Chicken Coop that's right on our farm school campus. We also serve some adults. You know, we have adult groups that come by looking for unique opportunities to connect with the land and contribute to food distribution. So we've got folks coming from right next door, and we've got folks coming from hours away.
So is the middle school a full middle school that you would go to instead of a different school, or is it an after-school program?
Yeah, it's a five-day-a-week program that, yeah, just like as you said, instead of enrolling in, you know, the local traditional middle school, there are folks who enrolled at the Chicken Coop. We've got about 13 students, seventh and eighth graders, so it's super small and it's a farm-based program. So, you know, if you're the type of learner that really benefits most by learning with your hands and through independent projects and working in small groups, then the Chicken Coop might be the school for you.
Speaking with Ayla Gavins, the head of development and storytelling at the farm school in Athol.
Ayla, I'm wondering if you can share, you know, and we've been asking this question every week, but what's been the impact of the pandemic both on the farm school and what do you see is the experience since kids are having through the pandemic, and what are they bringing to the farm school from that experience?
Yeah, like programs that work with youth everywhere, the farm school was hugely impacted. This is our central work, working with young people, and they were no longer able to come. So it was quiet here, and we missed having that energy and those voices and the laughter and the great questions. We missed that a lot. We took the opportunity to do some reflecting and think about the organization and where we wanted to go during those quiet months. And from that time that we had to think, emerged some new programs. So that was wonderful. We're still in a pandemic, of course, but when we were able to have youth come back to the farm, we definitely noticed the impact of kids not being together. We also noticed the impact of kids not having experience with the land and the animals that they had been accustomed to. So there was some sort of turning back the clock in a way, introducing kids to some of the social norms that they would normally have been practicing all year long at school, around boundaries and being together and, you know, how to ask questions, how to investigate, all of those things that normally they're practicing all year long. For some, it was an introduction when they landed on the farm last summer.
So I'm curious, can you like describe a typical day during the summer if a kid is attending, you know, a summer program?
Oh yeah. So the day starts early because there are animals that need care. So the day starts around 6:30 a.m. with farm chores. So that's feeding animals, tending to the land in whatever way the animals or the land need. And then there's a delicious breakfast. So while some people are tending to the animals and the land, there are some folks that are preparing breakfast And they're also preparing the introduction. So we learn a little bit about the food, where it came from, who prepared it, all that good stuff. Then we sit down for a communal meal. Then after breakfast, it's back to the farm. So whatever the student interest is, they'll have some time to focus on that particular area on the farm and then come back together for another meal. There's snacks also throughout the day. So there's hard work and nourishment. There's some free time in there, and then maybe some sort of excursion down to the river or to a swimming hole, or maybe centered around a craft or preparing for a talent show or a party. There's always something fun happening.
Speaking with Ayla Gavins, the head of development and storytelling at the Farm School in Athol. Development, I get the notion of what that means, but storytelling is another part of your title. Tell me about the storytelling aspect of the farm school.
Yeah, so supporting the farm comes in a lot of ways. And so one of the ways that we expand our circle of friends is by telling stories from the farm and listening to stories from other people, getting to know other people. We're largely about relationships, you know, even though our mission is to connect people to the land. While we're doing that, we're sharing stories about who we are, and we're listening to stories about who you are. Developing friendships is how we sort of see each other in each other and work as partners. So that's part of what I do.
What are some of your favorite stories that you've heard from some of the people who've come to the farm school?
I think one of my favorite reoccurring stories is when young people who come here, especially if they're not on a farm regularly, lots of stories around poop here.
Yeah, those are my favorite stories.
Yeah.
And you're in Athol, of all places. It's so perfect.
Yeah, tagline could be learn about poop at the chicken coop.
Learn about poop in Athol. I mean, it's perfect.
So I'll tell a story. This was just from last week, actually. One of the chicken coop students was sharing an independent learning project, and the project was about how to care for chickens. And while she's making her presentation, the chicken poops on her leg. And she tries to carry on very professionally with a wet, warm spot on her leg. And then after the presentation, she just debriefs and she's like, oh my gosh, you know, I did it, even with poop on my leg. So I was like, yeah, you loved it. It's great.
Now I want to go to the farm school in Athol. It sounds so much fun.
I usually ask this question, which is like, you know, when you were maybe 6, 7, or 8, sitting at the kitchen table in your home as a kid, eating cereal, looking at the cereal box, did you think you would someday be head of development and storytelling and sharing about items like this at a place like the farm school?
No way. And it's so funny that you phrased the question that way, because when I was 7 or 8, I actually thought I would be drawing the images on the cereal boxes. That was my dream. Especially when they had the little cartoon stories. My dream was to be the cartoonist. I really studied those.
Well, we know a lot of them in this area that I'm sure would be happy to lend some of their talents to you, and then they can return the favor and come and learn more about poop on your farm. And other things, too. Other things as well, of course.
You know, Ayla, you've talked about both the middle school chicken coop and summer programs for youth and kids. When's the time for people to start investigating this for their kids?
Now is the time to get a taste of the farm. Summer program enrollment is happening now, and so is chicken coop enrollment. Check us out on the website. Would love for folks to come by for a visit. And experience this place.
Ayla Gavins, the head of development and storytelling at the Farm School in Athol, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks who are doing a great job of telling the stories of all of our local heroes. It's part of the reason why we have such a rich and strong agricultural community here in the Valley. You can find out about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.